Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Fall is a vibe. So what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trends. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The Go Birds podcast is sponsored by Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store.
Been a while? Jump back into Chumba Casino. Enjoy new games every week and your daily login bonus. Log in today to keep the fun going. Chumba Casino, where the fun never stops. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, August 31st, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And happy Monday. Is it a shocking Monday? Is it a surprising Monday? No, I guess we knew Monday was coming. But as you wake up this morning and the Eagles 53-man roster is out, it could be a confusing, shocking, surprising next 12 hours or so, as the Eagles did make their final cuts on Sunday. And we're going to talk about that today. Now, we do have the emergency pod in the feed. So if you want to hear a complete breakdown of the 53-man roster, my initial thoughts on every decision that they made, who I would have kept, who they kept, go check that out. But of course, we'll get into some of that today as well, because the people that start their day with the daily, I love you all. There's very few things I enjoy more professionally than when someone comes up to me and says, hey, I listen to the daily every morning, because that means just like you, just like me, I should say, just like me, you wake up thinking about the Eagles. So we'll get into the 53-man roster today. We'll get into what I think are the most, five most shocking decisions that they made when it comes to the roster, construction. And then we'll look at some roster decisions that were made around the league. But before we do, go check out Go Birds Insider. I was in there on Sunday night chatting with some people about the roster. You get a daily email every day with some, three things to know, two numbers to think about, one thought on a player, a trivia question, a final thought. And you get the chance to hang with me in the chat all day. It's like adding me to a group chat. And for that could be for the better or worse, but we all get to hang out and talk Eagles. So go check out Go Birds Insider. And the link is in the podcast description. All right, let's start with the schedule for today. What to keep an eye out for. Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman should be speaking to the media on Monday. Haven't gotten an official time for that as of this recording. But keep an eye out for it if you want to follow along. I'll, of course, be live tweeting it and sharing things that they have to say. But I'll also have the most interesting quotes they had during Tuesday's daily pod. So we'll hear from Howie and Nick later today, and we'll get some explanation as to what happened. And of course, we'll also find out what players get claimed on waivers. Also, I'm on the afternoon show again, believe it or not. They let me drive the ship Friday. Not driving the ship. The good news is Spike is back. But no Ike today. So I'm in for Ike. So check out the WIP Afternoon Show 2 to 6 today. And also, if you want to call in, if you're a daily listener, I would love to have a daily listener call in to the afternoon show. And you can ask me anything you want, and we can talk about the Eagles roster decision. So, like I said, I have a breakdown of all 53 players that they kept in the podcast feed as the emergency pod. But what I wanted to do today, this morning, is talking about what I think are the five most surprising, shocking, whatever, you know, whatever you want to say, the five most shocking decisions that they made. And let's start at the quarterback position. So the first one is keeping four quarterbacks. They keep Jalen Hurts. They keep Tanner McKee. They keep Andy Dalton. They keep Cole Payton. So Jalen Hurts and Cole Payton, we thought were going to make it. I'm not surprised they didn't cut. Definitely not surprised they didn't cut Jalen. And there was a bit of a movement late that like maybe Cole Payton could get cut. I didn't think he would. I just thought that, you know, they really liked what they saw from him. They don't want to risk it. Clearly they value the quarterback position. So they go with the four quarterbacks with Hurts and Cole Payton being the two of them. What's shocking is they kept the other two. So we know all offseason, OTAs, mandatory minicamp, training camp, Tanner McKee and Andy Dalton battled out for the backup quarterback spot. And, you know, this is definitely going to be one of those things, if they both stay on the roster, where they're not going to tell us up until we might never know, honestly, because if the backup doesn't go in, we might never know. Maybe they'll split backup reps during the regular season, too, in practice that we don't get to watch. But the fact that they kept both quarterbacks is surprising to me because, look, I get this is all about value, I guess, to an extent, right? And you did see teams around the league keep four quarterbacks, which we'll talk about later in the pod. And an important context for all of this is Howie Roseman and the Eagles know more about a player's value than I do, right? Howie's best attribute is information gathering, information, you know, talking to different people and being able to know what teams are going to do. And he's elite at it, right? But what doesn't add up is if Andy Dalton and Tanner McKee had a ton of value around the league and that's why you kept them, they're like, why not trade one of them? You know, like, I guess you could say, look at this amazing quarterback room we have. But, and if you want to sell me that on Tanner McKee, okay, because I still do think Tanner's a good player and I like Cole Payton. Where I get confused is the Andy Dalton thing. They acquired Andy Dalton for a 7th round pick. The Panthers paid part of Andy Dalton's salary. It certainly doesn't seem like there was a bidding war out there for Andy Dalton. Now, if Andy Dalton was cut tomorrow, would a team try to sign him? Maybe, right? Maybe. They certainly might. But unless a team is willing to trade you something for the player, I don't know if Andy Dalton is worth the roster spot. Now, if Jalen goes down, and you know that could be, hopefully it doesn't happen, but if it's at a point in the season where you're 10-2, which is certainly not crazy, the Eagles win games all the time, maybe you do need a veteran Andy Dalton that was there all offseason, will have been there all of training camp, will have at that point been there for the whole season, and you go to him. But then, like, you have Tanner McKee. And so Tanner, I guess, then is the backup to Andy, where you go to a veteran there. Or if Jalen goes down, let's say week one, like, and God forbid it's a season ending injury, maybe you just go with Tanner to see what he can be in your developmental. Maybe they keep Tanner because they do still have some belief he could be the long-term answer. I don't think that could be, that should be completely dismissed. But to keep four quarterbacks and then to cut so many young players means one, really means, really, in my opinion, means one thing. That the young players they got rid of, they didn't think were that good. And they're not that worried about losing. And they think they are unlikely to be claimed, which we'll find out later today. But it's still just very surprising that they kept four quarterbacks. It's one of the more shocking things Howie has done. Like, I to me, it feels like it's like proving a point more than it is good roster construction. Like, are they going to use Andy, Tanner and Jalen this year? I don't think so. Like, look, they had Cole Payton on, I think it was pump block in that preseason game. Like, maybe he's going to play special teams. But, and look, maybe Cole Payton being on special teams was an indication of, like, you know, how this roster was going to be constructed. So Howie knows more about Andy Dalton's value. If there was true value for Andy Dalton, I think he would have traded him. You know, if a team offered a 5th for Andy Dalton, I think they would have traded him. So I don't know if Andy has that value around the league. If he does, I think Howie should trade him for that value. Or They don't trust going to Tanner, because then why do you have Tanner on the roster? Like, why do you have four quarterbacks? And we could talk about having a great, strong quarterback room. They never keep four quarterbacks. So it's a rarity for them to do it. And I find it hard to believe they love Andy and Tanner so much that they've decided to keep four quarterbacks. So, yeah, I'm very surprised they did it. The other really surprising decision, EJ Jenkins. So they keep EJ Jenkins. And like I said on the pod recapping, like, you feel great for the guy. I've seen him from when he got here. I've seen him from when he got here to right now. And he has kept with it. He's kept working. He has now made the 53-man roster out of camp. First time he's done that. I've always believed EJ Jenkins could be a good receiving tight end. What's surprising is, like, that they kept him over some of the young guys. But the logic could be, look, Eli Stowers isn't playing in week one, I would assume, right? So then you go with EJ Jenkins as who you thought was your best backup tight end. Now they cut Cam Latou, right? So Cam Latou gets cut. He could be on the practice squad. So he's a good special teams player. But EJ Jenkins also has sat on the practice squad for 3 years now, 2 years, something like that. And no team has plucked him. No team has plucked him and kept him, certainly. And no team has traded for him. And I think had he been cut, he would have gotten through waivers. Now, they also kept, Rocco Underwood, which we'll talk about in a second, and you could only promote so many players. So I'm not saying, like, cut this guy, cut this guy, cut this guy, and promote them all, because you can only elevate, I'm saying promote, you can only elevate those players, two players on Sunday in week one. So you can't, like, cut Fred Johnson, cut AJ Epinesa, cut EJ Jenkins, and elevate all three. So that's worth noting. But EJ Jenkins making the team, I think he's probably the first long shot in the history of me doing this that has made the roster. Like, some guys have started as long shots, turned into bubble guys, like some go locks like Darius Cooper. But I don't think I've ever had a long shot the day before make the roster. So pretty surprising, surprising by the Eagles to keep EJ Jenkins. So you feel good for EJ Jenkins for sure. But it's just, I think it speaks to, like, A, Eli Stowers' injury, but also the depth of the roster in some ways. All right, now let's get to the one that'll probably be talked about the most besides the quarterback. Cutting Uar Bernard, big difference there. Cutting Uar Bernard and cutting Joshua Weyru. So Uar Bernard, feel good story of camp, right? Feel good story since they drafted him and has been an awesome guy to deal with the few times I've gotten to talk to him. Seems like he's really enjoying it. And with both of these guys, it requires the biggest caveat of, if they are claimed, then it's bad, in my opinion. If they are not claimed, then it doesn't matter. If Uar Bernard and Joshua Weyru both get through waivers, then it doesn't matter. Like, they're on the 69-man roster, really 70-man roster if you include the International Player Pathway Program spot, right? So if they both get through, no harm, no foul. If one's claimed, though, it does feel disappointing, because all offseason, the belief was these guys have huge upside. And we'll focus on Bernard more than Weyru. But the whole upside with Bernard, the whole sell on Bernard was, look at this unbelievable potential. Look how we developed him. Look how we developed Mailata, right? Like, look how we can take these guys, bring them in. And Clint Hurt is going to be the Jeff Stoutland to Bernard. You know, like, it's that was all sold, kind of, right? Like, in the, you know, he's all over their social media. And he's hyping the team up before the last game. Like, there was this belief that they had the longest view in the room with Bernard. And if they get him back, it doesn't matter. If he's claimed, A, you feel off for Bernard, right? Like, A, he got cut. I'm sure he understands it, but that has to be a tough thing to deal with. He's not followed football his whole life, so it's just got to be tough to deal with that. But if he's claimed and brought to another team, like, then it feels like he's kind of, not starting from day one, but just like the emotional adjustment of going there. So you feel bad for him. And who knows what he'll turn into as a player. Maybe he never plays a snap in an NFL regular season game. But if he goes to another team, I'm not sure his future would have been the same as here. And if he gets through, then it doesn't matter because he's back. It's just, it feels like this is it's a risk. And this is where Howie's knowledge will be tested. Joshua Weyru, I know, like, he was not drafted. He was not, like, the poster child of hope when it comes to the two of them. But he had a good training camp. He had a good preseason. And I think he is in some ways more pro-ready because he's an awesome athlete that could play special teams. But we will see if he is able, we'll see what he turns into. And if he's claimed, that's, you know, it's the same logic as Bernard. Like, the idea was you bring these guys in, you develop them. And you know, they kept all these veterans, which is my next biggest takeaway. So we'll kind of morph them together. But the fourth most shocking decision to me is they kept all the veterans. They kept AJ Epenesa. They kept Elijah Moore. They kept Jonathan Jones. They kept Marcus Epps. And Marcus Epps, I know, was going to basically be a starting player for him. So that's not that surprising. But when I did my 53-man roster prediction, and we've talked over the years, a lot of it is they keep the guys that go through waivers. That this is like the first offseason, honestly, where it's like none of that happened. You know, like they didn't keep like any guy that goes through waivers. They put them all out there. Carson Steele, Maximus Pooley, you know, Kapenagushikin, Bernard, Weiru, like all of them. They all got cut. So there's not a single guy I think they kept on the 53 that you would go, that's for developmental reasons. I mean, Cole Payton, yes, but like they weren't going to cut him. So there was not one like this. Did a single UDFA make the team from this year? I would think not off the top of my head. So, yeah, I mean, just a surprising decision. Like it's a win now thing. I think it speaks to how badly they need some of these players. I think it speaks to somewhat like the overall talent of the roster that they felt they had to keep Elijah Moore. Like you probably keep Elijah Moore because you don't know if Mekhi Lemon can help in week one. You keep Jonathan Jones because Mac McWilliams and Kelee Ringo have never played in a high level at the NFL. You keep AJ Epenesa because Jonathan Grenard is hurt and you're going to need AJ Epenesa week one. So keeping all these veterans, I think, speaks to where the roster kind of stands overall. And then finally, keeping Rocco Underwood. Like, look, Rocco Underwood is a rookie. He's the rookie long snapper. Some of you guys might actually not even know that, although we have a very dialed-in audience. But Rocco Underwood, the long snapper, like you didn't have one other position player you thought you wanted to expose to waivers less than Rocco Underwood. And maybe Rocco Underwood would have been claimed. And maybe Howie knows that. And if that's the case, that would change my decision, right? Like if I was Howie and I thought this guy will get claimed, then I think he does. Then I might have not cut him, right? He was snapping with Jake Elliott and Braden Mann all offseason. You want to keep that chemistry going. But I guess they didn't think enough of other guys. Like they were willing to keep Underwood more than they were these other guys. And if it's because of chemistry with Jake Elliott, I get it. But I think a lot of people didn't have him on their 53. I did just because watching Friday night, I'm like, this team blows. I'm not keeping any of these young guys. But very surprising. Like when there was periods of camp where I thought like a lot of these young players were playing well, I thought they would cut Underwood, put him on the practice squad and elevate him. But I think because of all the injuries, honestly, like they ended up like they're going to have to promote guys like Britton Covey might have to be promoted week one or elevated, I should say, to punt return. So definitely surprising that they kept Rocco Underwood. All right. On the other side, let's take a look around the league and see what else happened that impacts Eagles or at least is mildly interesting around the league. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts, and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offer's worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan. when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so I would say as we take a look around the league at different decisions teams made, what could impact the Eagles, what could not, a theme for Sunday on Final Cuts was teams keeping four quarterbacks. And my guess is when Howie talks during his press conference later today, he'll bring up like other teams kept four quarterbacks. And he's right. The Pittsburgh Steelers kept four quarterbacks. They kept Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph, Will Howard, and Drew Aller. Guess what? They all suck. The Vikings kept four quarterbacks. They kept Kyler Murray, J.J. McCarthy, Carson Wentz, and Max Brosner. Maybe they don't all suck, but Kyler Murray, I think, is trying to reestablish himself as a starting quarterback in the NFL. J.J. McCarthy, I think, would be viewed as a bust at this point. And we all saw Carson Wentz last year and how he played. You know, Carson, shout out to him, helped the Eagles win a Super Bowl, but has not played well, right? So I think a difference to me is the Steelers are keeping all these guys because they don't know who the starting quarterback is going to be beyond this year. The Vikings are keeping all these guys because they don't know who the starting quarterback is going to be beyond this year. Is that the Eagles? Like, I don't think so. Well, let me rephrase. I think Jalen Hurts is a far more established and successful at this point. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers earlier in his career, you know, certainly more accomplished than Jalen. But Aaron Rodgers the last 5 years, Kyler Murray the last 5 years, Jalen is considerably more accomplished than both of them. So he's more established and put in there. But when I look at the Steelers keeping four quarterbacks, I think, well, yeah, because they don't have a quarterback of the future. When I look at the Vikings doing it, I'm like, well, yeah, because they don't have a quarterback of the future. Are they keeping Tanner McKee and Cole Payton for the future? Like, obviously, Andy Dalton's not the future. But are they keeping Tanner McKee and Cole Payton because they don't know if Jalen's the guy beyond this year? Maybe. I mean, I think it's at least a fair question to ask. Like, you think about what's been reported this offseason through those ESPN articles, you know, stuff we've talked about on the pod. I think they like Jalen to an extent. I think that they, are going to give Jalen every opportunity to remain the quarterback. But we also know they haven't extended Jalen. We know stuff has come out of the building about how, some of the issues they've had with him. And we know that this is a prove-it year for Jalen. So, you know, are they keeping Tanner for the future? I find that hard to believe, but if I'm from the outside looking in, right, and like we don't have 4 years of Jalen takes and picking sides and, you know, afraid to say this and really, you know, all that, like if you don't have that all clouding your head, I think from the outside looking in, you go, well, yeah, the Eagles don't know if Jalen's a guy beyond this year. So I think the four quarterbacks thing could be another indication that they don't know if Jalen is the guy. In other like roster type news, the Titans cut Will Levis. Now, had the Eagles not kept four quarterbacks, maybe I'd go, hey, you keep Will Levis. And they still could. They could claim him. I think they're 23rd in the claim waiver wire order. But, were you going to keep five quarterbacks? Maybe you cut Tanner. Maybe you cut Andy Dalton. And maybe that still ends up being the case. And you only end up, I guess you'd still have four there then. But I'd be a little interested in Will Levis. Physically, I think he has a strong arm. He can move a little bit. First round pick. He's like a quarterback factory guy. Put him in a better spot, which in theory is the Eagles, and see how he does. So Will Levis cut by the Titans. And I think that could potentially be an interesting player for the Eagles to pick up. Odell Beckham Jr. made the Giants roster. It seemed like that was going to be the case, but I think that's a feel-good story for sure. Not going to lie, like the vibes from the Giants from afar seem good. I know there was that picture of all the players taking the picture together in the tunnel where like, you know, people are like, oh, this is the new boat pick from back in the day where it wrecked the Giants season. And maybe, but I think Odell is good vibes for the Giants. So him making the team, I think, is good. And he gets number 13 because they cut Jalen Hyatt, who wore number 13. So Odell Beckham Jr. gets his number back. In other former NFC East players that are now with another team, Micah Parsons out for 4 games. He starts the year on PUP, so he's still recovering from that torn ACL. He's not going to play the first 4 games. Eagles don't play the Packers this year, so it doesn't really matter. But you know, I think this has to cloud who won that trade. You know, we'll see what Micah Parsons is after this injury. And if he continues to be an amazing player, then sure. But as of now, the Cowboys have to feel great. Like, who knows? Maybe he doesn't get hurt in Dallas. But they got the draft picks. They didn't have to pay him the money. And Micah, you know, missed half of last year. He's going to miss the first four games of this year. We'll see how many games he plays, how many he misses after PUP. So we'll see what type of player he is when he returns. But I think Micah Parsons and this injury kind of has to change how you view the Cowboys and Packers trade. Aaron Donald, I don't know why I mispronounced that. Aaron Donald, out of retirement, official on Sunday. He's back with the Rams, and it looks like he could play week one in Australia. So here's my thought on the Eagles and the Rams. I think the Rams are definitely better than the Eagles, for sure. I think they are, they have a more talented roster than the Eagles do. Like, top to bottom, more talented roster. And Aaron Donald should help them. We'll see if Aaron Donald is still great. He's obviously still in great shape, but he hasn't played for a long time. And, you know, we'll see what he is. But until Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford beat Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, and I know it can only take the one game. They're going to play in week four. If they beat him there, then it's like, yeah, all right, the Rams are way better. If the Eagles win week four, but the Rams beat them in the playoffs, then all those other wins don't matter as much. Obviously, one being in the playoffs when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, but you get what I'm saying. But I think until the Rams beat the Eagles, I think it's fair for the Eagles not to feel afraid of them. The Rams are a problem in the way that they could win a lot of games and they could be the one seed. But having been to Rams games in Los Angeles where the Eagles play, it will be a home field advantage for the Eagles. Now, maybe not as much quite because it's the playoffs, but the Rams fans don't take over a stadium. The Rams fans aren't like an intimidating place to play. I think the Eagles love playing at SoFi Stadium. It's warm, right? It's nice. It's, you know, like it is a good football field. So I think Aaron Donald coming back is exciting for fans. It'll be fun to see how he does. But until the Rams beat the Eagles, I can't get into this like the Rams are way better. The Eagles have no shot. Like I think the Eagles should feel like they're right there with them with the success that they've had the past few years. One interesting note, I don't think they'll claim him, but the Cowboys cutting Jaden Blue, little interesting, fifth round pick last year, didn't play a ton. He can return kicks. The Eagles are strong at running backs. So I don't think they'll claim him, but that was one name where I saw it and I liked him coming out of college. So we'll see, you know, if maybe they decide to take a chance on him here. The Cowboys also waived Trevor Keegan. Trevor Keegan was claimed by the Cowboys last year when the Eagles waived him. So maybe the Eagles had hoped he'd come through practice squad. Maybe now they get a chance to get him back. So maybe Keegan comes back to Philadelphia. And Trey Amos, the Washington's number one corner, goes on IR, which means he won't play week one, which means we'll spend all this time being worried about roster decisions and practice squad, and the Eagles will absolutely drop 40 points on Washington in week one. I think it's setting up to be a really, really good matchup for them. So those are the news and notes from around the league. Like I said, I'm on the afternoon show later today, so tune in, come hang out, and we'll see if the Eagles get Uar Bernard back, because boy, oh boy, I think fans are going to be upset if they don't. So that'll do it for today's Daily Pod. Go out, enjoy your Monday, and until next time, he's Elliot, I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.